to another episode of the Comic Source Podcast. I'm Jace. This episode is an interview I did with John Layman. He's the writer and creator of Chew, the funny, quirky, weird, cannibalistic detective story from Image Comics. It's actually winding up its 60-issue run, and then I'm sure there'll be an omnibus coming out to collect the entire series. So it was cool to talk to John. He's got a lot of interesting ideas about the state of the industry and where comics are going to go in the future. So thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll talk to you next time.
This is Jace from the Comic Source. I'm here with comic creator John Layman. How are you doing today, John?
Pretty good.
Great. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, my pleasure.
So I wonder, for those of our listeners not familiar with you, what are you currently working on? What do you have on the stands?
The main thing I'm doing is a creator-owned book called Chew, image book that's a 60-issue kind of maxi series that is now wrapping up. Debuted in June 2009, and we have 5 issues left, and it's wrapping up in November. I'm also doing 5 issues of Mars Attacks with Andy Kuhn for IDW, and I'm doing with Dark Horse and IDW and 2000 AD, Judge Dredd versus Aliens versus Predator with Chris Mooneyham, and that comes out in July.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Really, the reason I wanted to talk to you, though, is your creator-owned maxi series, you called it Chew.
Yeah.
Quirky book, fun book. I wonder if you could tell me a little bit about where the idea came from, the impetus.
Oh, see, that's a tough one. I get that asked a lot, and you would think by 7 or 8 years I'd have a good story, but it was something I'd been carrying around for a really long time, and I was pitching for a long time, and nobody wanted it. And I think I'm probably a poor pitcher and wasn't, like, I have the elevator pitch down now.
Right.
But I just had it with me for years, was always pitching it, and finally I'm like, damn it, I'm going to show the world. I'm going to do this dumb book that nobody else wants. And I didn't think it would do well, but I was just going to have this 5-issue quirky cult, you know, hopefully it had a cult audience, and I would use it to show editors to get other books. So I financed it, you know, owned it, got, you know, Image approved it, and then it kind of took off. And suddenly here we are 60 issues, you know, later.
Cool.
And it's done better than anyone ever dreamed it would, you know, including myself, maybe the most.
Well, I think it's definitely a quirky book. You use the book quirky. Where do you feel you get the sensibility? Because it's not, you know, like I've read some of your other work, like the work you did on Detective.
Mm-hmm.
But Chew kind of has its own sensibility. What do you attribute that to?
I mean, I think Chew is my personality. You make the comic books that you want to read. I mean, ideally,
right.
And you know, I tend to be very kind of black humored, but also kind of surreal and, you know, goofy. And, I just don't like things to be too dark and too relentlessly grim and gritty. And it's funny when I describe this thing, oh, it's a book about a cannibal cop who, you know, eats people. I have to say, but wait, it's funny, you know, because it doesn't sound funny. And when I sought out an artist, Rob Guillory, like, I wanted someone with a very kind of bright, fun, accessible style, because the subject matter could be so gross, it could turn you off and repel you. And I think one of the reasons Chew has done so well is you can giggle. You know, everyone can relate to, like, a gross meal, and, oh, he's got to eat something gross, and you have this kind of funny, cartoony guy reacting to it.
Right.
And it makes the book fun instead of repellent.
Okay, so 60 issues, that's a long run these days, the way the industry goes.
Yeah, well, Scalped, Transmet, Why, Preacher, all my favorite books. They're all 60 issues, or close.
Right.
And when I was sort of studying it and figuring out what would be the perfect length, that struck me as, like, that's a vast, sweeping novel without getting, like, kind of too self-indulgent or kind of spinning its wheels. But you're right. The since Chew has debuted, the market has changed. And now, like, at issue 56, we're like the old grandpas on the
right,
block, because
right.
Everyone's, like, Marvel and DC are leading the way, just rebooting and rebooting. And suddenly, you know, because when I was growing up, oh, you know, I'm going to start collecting Fantastic Four. It's at, like, you know, issue 400.
Right.
And, you know, now every Big Two book is, you know, at issue 18 or, you know, 52. And, you know, here's an indie book that's, you know, going the whole way. But I don't know how many books are going to be doing that in the future.
Well, do you have another big creator-owned idea that you...
I have several, but I don't think the market will bear it anymore. I think that that retailers, the sort of the comic hype machine, even readers, they're getting trained now to read things. They're getting used to the reboots. And there's a thing called standard attrition where the numbers kind of drop. And right. It's not because people have lost interest in Chew, but Image is putting so many books out. And if you're a retailer, and here's five shiny new number ones, and here's a book that's, you know, issue 48, I can lose a couple of those. And the other thing is, the market has changed. People trade weight, you know, in ways that they didn't even, you know, 6 or 7 years ago. Right. You know, and I do it myself. When you're a grown-up reading comics, life gets in the way, and you find, like, all your floppies are on the floor piling up, and then the trade comes on. It's like, I haven't even read the monthlies, right. And here I am buying the trade. And for some people, it's easier and more satisfying to read a bigger chunk mm-hmm. at once than having to juggle 30 books, a month.
So have you thought about maybe going that route, doing...
Well,
you know, bigger.
I'm gonna give myself a lot of time to think. Okay. I'm taking a break after Chew and kind of creatively recharging, because there is a endless kind of treadmill of, like, you keep going. There's right. solicitation, there's pitching, there's marketing, and I just I feel like taking a victory lap, even if it's by myself.
Well deserved.
But I've been turning down all work and winding down all my other projects, and I want to have a couple months of, you go to a con and the first thing someone says is, what are you working on next? And I think it's glorious to say, nothing. I'm gonna figure it out, but I don't want to jump into the first thing that's presented. I really want to take my time and figure out what's right.
Right, fair enough. I just know, speaking as a Chew fan, I know there's a lot of us out there. We're just excited to see what you come up with next, because once there's no more Chew, it's like we're gonna have that Jonathan Layman quirky itch that we're gonna need to scratch.
But well, the other
I'm
thing
to wait if
is
it's gonna be good.
I kind of want retailers to miss us, because there has been the standard attrition. I don't want to sound bitter and they're taking me for granted, because there are so many stuff. But I'd like to go away for long enough. Like, hey, we're the guys who brought you a good selling book 60 months in a row, and now we're back, hopefully with another good selling book. Buy it.
Yeah, I mean, there's something to be said for you don't know what you got till it's gone.
Right? Yeah, yeah. And I think there's an argument for letting people miss us a bit and then, make our big comeback. But that's also the justifications of a lazy person. because Rob is a much harder worker than me, and Rob's, the day after Chew ends, Rob's going to be like, what are we going to do next? And I'm like, call me in 6 months, dude. I'll be by the pool.
All right, well, I've been asking kind of this really broad question of all the creators I'm interviewing at Phoenix Comic Con this year, so answer it how you will.
Sure.
Comics has really hit the mainstream. The industry has more eyes on it now than it ever has with this explosion of pop culture.
Yeah.
Where do you see it going, both as an industry and as an art form in the future, if you could prognosticate?
Well, I would say it's not going anywhere. I would say that it's here and it's here to stay. And I think certainly part of that is Disney, owning Marvel and owning Star Wars, and giant corporations have kind of figured out that nerds spend money. and I also think that nerds have figured out that, we're not the guy in we're not the outcast in the corner anymore. We're everywhere, and we're the majority, and we kind of take strength in that. And I don't think the bullies are going to push us down. Not that I think the bullies are probably nerds too. that it was always like the jocks versus the stereotype, and I don't think that exists. I don't think you need to be ashamed of whatever your geekiness is, and I think that's the appeal of cons, because you got people who like to dress up. Like, it's whole different worlds, and everyone can come and do their own, embrace their own whatever nerdy thing they like. And it seems like cons, and I've been doing a lot of international travel, and it's the same. It's the same in Poland. It's the same in Italy. cons bring out the same type of people, and there's kind of like this, it's all the same everywhere, even if it's different, you know.
Right.
And I don't think we're going away. I do think cons are going to reach a saturation point because there are people who are figuring out how much money there is, but a con like Phoenix Con keeps getting bigger every year because it's good and it's fun, and I think pretty much every major city that can organize a good show will have a show that's, you know, popular and money making and probably gets bigger and bigger until it, you know, taps out.
Right. So for those of our listeners that haven't picked up Chew, or they want, they're fans of yours and they want to make sure they know when you do get around to that next project, what's the best way to follow you on social media?
I am on Twitter as the Mighty Layman. I'm actually everywhere as the you know, my email address, my website. Like, you take Mighty Layman, you add a dot whatever to it, and you can find me everywhere.
Okay.
But yeah, we've got, like, for the people who haven't read Chew and have always kind of wondered about it, you know, now you don't have to wait to see how it ends, because it's, or you don't have to wait any more than a couple months. It's, we've got a novel and it's going to be there forever. And I do think there is a segment of the market who, we're going to have new people who are like, oh, you know, I hate waiting for comics, but here's a thing that's done. Now I want to read a novel, and here it is.
Great. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to talk.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And thanks for Chew. It's awesome.
Yeah,